Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello students! In the last lesson, we learned about setting goals and making plans to reach them, balancing professional and personal goals, and family planning. Today, we will learn about debt and how to manage it.
What? I must be dreaming. Silas and Fraha eating at that kind of expensive restaurant? Let me go and find out, or else I'll swear I am dreaming. Silas and Fraha, I say you two are no easy, huh? Surely, nothing puzzles God.
Good afternoon, Tebuka.
Good afternoon, my people. I was passing by and saw you. I thought I was dreaming, but here I am. It is not a dream after all.
For everything, there is a season, Tebuka, and today might just be the season for Fraha and me to be here. Well, please sit and be our guest.
Thank you. Thank you, Silas. But to eat at such a place is for very important people. How can you guys afford to come to this kind of place?
We work hard at our jobs, Tebuka, and we spend money on things we need only.
Besides, Fraha and I have learned a few important things from Mr. Otero.
And just what have you learned from that old man again? The way he is always teaching people this and that?
Mr. Otero told us about the four secrets for success.
Four secrets? What kind of four secrets?
Reduce, reuse, repair, and recycle.
And those four secrets have done something good for us, Tebuka. Do you know that Silas and I are planning for a wedding already?
Wedding?
Yes, wedding.
Congratulations. I must say, surely, for everything, there is a season.
But how has life been with you, Tebuka?
My friends, life have put me in bad shoes. The so tight cones have grown all over my toes.
You must be joking.
Things are not easy with me, Fraha. I have tried to trick some people as a way to get out of my trouble. And I borrowed a lot of money I could not pay back.
My God, Tebuka.
But soon, I saw my own face in the mirror, and behind me were the people who loaned me their money. I'll go to prison if I don't repay the loans, and so I am on the run.
That is bad, Tebuka. Running will not solve the problem.
Yes, but what else can I do? I am a broken man, Fraha. I wish I could change.
Students, let me ask you this question. How has Tebuka gotten into money troubles? Thank you, students. Tebuka has been borrowing money and now he owes a lot of people money. This is called being in debt. Students, let me ask you another question. What does Tebuka say will happen to him if he does not pay his debt? Very good, students. Tebuka says he will lose his belongings or go to prison. When you don't pay back your loan, you will have to pay more penalties and interests, and you may not be able to get another loan from banks or microfinances, which affect your business in general. Another question. What are some ways that people fall into debt? Thank you, students. People fall into debts in many ways. For example, by taking loans they cannot pay back, by not being able to pay their rent, and by not being able to pay for work someone has done for them.
Hello, Mr. Taylor.
Hello, my children. What has happened to you, Tebuka? You look very sick.
Indeed, I am sick. Sick of life, sick of owing people money, and sick of being on the run.
Owing people money?
Yes, uncle. I have borrowed money I can't repay, and people have put hot coals under my feet.
What happened to your job at the block factory?
I lost that job, and with the loss came days that grew so tough I couldn't even buy toothpaste. For days I ate sweet potatoes and tomato sauce. Then I couldn't bear it anymore, and I began to borrow.
I knew you would come to this. But whatever advice I gave you and Silas, you let it go through one ear and out to the other ear. And now you're nothing but a shame.
Tebuka will change Mr. Butera.
Please forgive him, Mr. Butera.
There's nothing in my heart against him, Furaha. I just hope he will change.
I'll change, Mr. Butera. I will change. I'll do my best to be like Furaha and Silas.
I hope you will, and very soon. And now I am pleased to welcome you back, like the prodigal son in the Bible.
Thank you, Mr. Butera. Thank you very much.
All right, Tebuka. Now let me tell you all about getting into debt. A debt can be good or bad, and it has to do with how careful you are about spending the debt. A debt can be good to go to school or to start a business.
I see.
But make sure you don't get into debt for other reasons. But if you do, what you need to get out of it is to follow what we learned about decreasing spending.
What do you mean?
Reduce, reuse, repair, and recycle. That way, you'll be able to reduce spending and be able to pay the debt and on time.
But I don't have a job, so how can I reduce spending?
Don't worry. I have faith in you, and I know you will change. And so, I will give you your old job back.
Thank you, Mr. Butera. You have really helped me. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Butera.
Surely Tebuka will change.
Students, let me ask you this question. How does Mr. Butera suggest Tebuka get out of debt?
Thank you, students. Mr. Butera says Tebuka should focus on the 4 R's and save money and pay off his debt with the money he saves. Students, let me ask you another question. What is Tebuka's new goal? Very good, students. Tebuka's new goal is to get out of debt by paying off what he owes. And like other goals, he needs a plan to save little by little to reach it. Students, remember it is better not to be in debt. But if you do get into debt, you can use the 4 R's to reduce spending and then save money towards your goal of paying off your debt. Students, today each of you will think of something you have learned from the Work Ready Now audio program. Remember what Furaha said she learned from Work Ready Now program? Work hard to save money. Silas learned to buy what he needs, not what he wants. And you? What have you learned from this Work Ready Now program? Thank you. You might have said you have learned many things. For example, reduce, reuse, repair, recycle. The 4 R's. Also, you learned to work hard, look for new ways to earn money, count your money carefully, keep an emergency fund aside, save as much as you can, live healthy, and separate work life from home life. Thank you, students. Students, Work Ready Now can teach us many interesting things about how to behave in the world of work. This is our final lesson, and today we are all saying our final goodbyes to Agachiriro. Goodbye, students. I'm keeping my restaurant up with all the good things we have learned together.
Students, it is good to always work very hard and always manage what you earn very well too. Goodbye to you all.
Yes, Silas. Hard work and good management of time and money will make anyone enjoy life.
Thank you, students. You too will do well and enjoy life if you do some of the things Silas, Furaha, and Mr. Butera have done in Agachiriro. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.